Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of The Santa Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winter, with my good friend here.
Anne Pulbrook.
And today, we're going to be working through two American films. The first one's from 1990, and this one is actually titled Mermaids. I actually think it's pretty good.
Yes, it's got some great music in it.
Yeah, it's... I think the last time I saw it was in 1990 when it came out.
Would have been the same, but we did watch it recently, so we're fully refreshed.
We did, yeah, we needed to do that. But Mermaids is a 1990 American comedy drama film directed by Richard Benjamin, starring Cher, Bob Hoskins, Winona Ryder, and Christina Ricci. And this was actually her first feature film that she was in.
And then the Addams Family would have followed fairly
soon
after.
Shortly after this, she had a bunch of other work. So this is really the beginning of her film career. And she's done well ever since.
She was so good in this.
Yeah. So it's based on the 1986 novel Mermaids, written by Patty Dan. And I reckon we should just get started on the first one.
Yeah, good music.
Yes, and that's what we're all about. So Johnny Angel by Shelley Fabares here on Gippsland FM. This is from the soundtrack of Mermaids here on Gippsland FM.
Got something that I can't resist, but he doesn't even know that I exist. Johnny Angel, how I want him, how I tingle when he passes by. Every time he says hello, my heart begins to fly. I get carried away. I dream of him and me and how it's gonna be.
Other fellas
call me up for a date, but I just sit and wait. I'd rather concentrate on Johnny Angel, cause I love him and I pray that someday he'll love me. And together we will see how lovely heaven will be.
I'm in heaven.
I get carried away. I dream of him and me and how it's gonna be.
Other fellas
call me up for a date, but I just sit and wait. I'd rather concentrate on Johnny Angel, cause I love. Pray that someday he'll love me, and together we will see how lovely heaven will be. Johnny Angel, you're an angel to me. Johnny Angel, you're an angel to me.
And that one's Johnny Angel by Shelley Fabares here on Gippsland FM, and that's from the soundtrack of Mermaids. And if you just join us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winter, with my good friend here,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we're working our way through the soundtrack of Mermaids. It's actually a really good film. I was really pleasantly surprised because I'd actually forgotten what it was really about, what it was like since having last seen it in the 1990. But no, I was quite happy with it.
And you don't know whether you'd rate it the same, you know, 20 years later. But yeah, it was
right.
Pretty good.
Yeah, well, I'm a different person now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And, it was all the beautiful costumes. It was really well created.
No, it was good. And also, it's a complete contrast from what we had last week, Red Ball.
Yeah,
and
totally.
The music is totally different. And that's actually kind of the reason I wanted to go with Mermaids today. And the other one we've got after this one as well. Because the music is completely different. But it's really good music, and actually I was really quite happy with this soundtrack too, because I was expecting just like a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, it had far more to offer.
Yeah, yeah. So actually we'll go to the next one, and the next one is titled You've Really Got a Hold on Me by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Mermaids.
I love you madly.
You've Really Got a Hold on Me by Samaki Robertson and The Miracles here on Gippsland FM. And that's from the soundtrack of Mermaids. And if you just join us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Windsor, with my good friend here.
Anne Pulbrook.
And we're working our way through the soundtrack of Mermaids from 1990. It's a great film with Cher, Winona Ryder, Christina Ricci, Bob Hoskins. And it's actually really good. Nothing like other films that we've covered. An unconventional single mother relocates with her two daughters to a small Massachusetts town in 1963, where a number of events and relationships both challenge and strengthen the familial bonds. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, every time Cher's character breaks up with a boyfriend, they essentially pack up and move across the country just to start over again. And it happens every time they do it.
So she's a single mum with her two little daughters, two daughters moving across country.
Yeah, and it's kind of about, well, I think the story takes place at this moment in time because that's when Winona Ryder's becoming from a young girl to a young woman.
Yeah.
And she's starting to stand her own ground. She has her own beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And the little girl's not affected so much because she's really young and still growing up. But finally, you know, Winona Ryder's like putting her foot down like, no.
Yeah. She stood up to her mum and said, no, I want to stay.
Because she was actually settling in, having a good time there.
It was interesting how it was done because they had the Winona Ryder character. She was a bit fanatical. They had a Jewish background, but she had become a Christian and she was clinging to that. But that was to rebel against her mum and her lifestyle. So it was an interesting twist on rebellion. But she was trying to deny that she had anything like her own mother in her, I think.
Yeah. You know,
trying to get away from that.
Yeah, that's probably right, yeah. But, right, we'll go to the next one. And this one is titled It's My Party by Leslie Gore here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Mermaids.
Gippsland FM is streaming online at gippslandfm.org.au.
And that one is Just One Look by Doris Troy here on Gippsland FM. That's from the soundtrack of Mermaids. And the one before that one was It's My Party by Leslie Gore. And if you just join us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winsor, with my good friend here,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we're working our way through the soundtrack of Mermaids at the moment. And it's a good film from 1990. And it's with Cher, Winona Ryder,
Christina Ricci or Ritchie.
Ritchie and Bob Hoskins as well. But the role of Charlotte was initially cast with Emily Lloyd, and she began shooting the film when Cher supposedly made a complaint that she couldn't play her daughter only because their hair was fair hair. And so Winona Ryder took her place, and they obviously started again.
And it's great casting.
Yeah, but if you get a chance to see the picture of the three girls, Cher, Winona Ryder, and Krista Ricci, they've all got really similar hair, and it actually really suits them. I think it looks really good.
It does. They complement each other.
But apparently this is kind of an ironic statement because of the fact that Cher's real-life children actually have blonde and fair hair. So it's like, no, they've got to look like me. So,
oh, well.
It worked well.
It's a really good comedy, actually, this movie, too.
I thought so, yeah. But we'll quickly go to the next one. This one is titled Love is Strange by Mickey and Sylvia here on Gippsland FM. This is from the soundtrack of Mermaids, but it's also on the Casino soundtrack as well, which is another great film.
And if he doesn't answer?
Oh, lover boy.
And if he still doesn't answer?
I simply say, baby, oh, baby, my sweet baby, you're the one. Baby.
Love is Strange by Mickey and Sylvia here on Gippsland FM. That's from the soundtrack of Mermaids. And if you just join us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winsor, with my good friend here,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we're working our way through the soundtrack of Mermaids. It's a great film from 1990.
With some very memorable moments in it.
Yeah, there are, yeah. It was shot in and around the town of Ipswich, Massachusetts, and Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Beautiful parts of the US, I must admit, up in New England there. I spent a bit of time in the Boston area and outside of Boston. And the way it looks in the film, I can tell you now, but that's how it looks in real life. So it's a really beautiful part of the country. I really love it up that part of that part of the world. So if you get a chance to go into that part of the world, I highly recommend it. Just at least check it out.
And it was very scenic.
Yes.
Some of the shots they got were amazing.
Oh, yeah. Like with the church and the lake and all that sort of stuff where they go Well, you got to see the movie to find out. But we'll go to the next one. And this one is Big Girls Don't Cry by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons here on Gippsland FM. Big Girls Don't Cry by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons here on Gippsland FM, and that's from the soundtrack of Mermaids. And if you just joined us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winter, with my good friend here.
And Paul Brook.
And we're working our way through the soundtrack of Mermaids. We haven't got too many songs to go, but they're really good tunes. This one we've got now coming up, I actually really enjoy this one.
Yep.
But actually, as that song was playing, you were mentioning something to me while the song was playing with regards to the 1963, that whole era.
Oh, it was an important year in America. In the US, I would imagine that was the year that John F. Kennedy was killed.
Yes.
So, and this movie is a coming-of-age movie for the characters, really. And, of course, 63, that was the year the US lost its innocence in the world, basically, with the assassination of Kennedy.
Yeah, which it does come up in the film.
Yeah,
but it's a pretty small role compared to what's going on in a small town in these three girls' lives.
Yeah, I think it's it's kind of like the innocence beforehand, and it's just a coming of age.
All right, no worries. We'll go to the next one. This one's titled "Sleepwalk" by Santo and Johnny. Oh, I love this one.
Thank you.
And that's titled Sleepwalk by Santo and Johnny here on Gippsland FM. And that's from the soundtrack of Mermaids. And if you just joined us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winter, with my good friend here,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we're working our way through the soundtrack of Mermaids. And it's a really good film. But for whatever reason, I'm not sure why, that tune reminds me of Office Space. It's not in the film Office Space. Mm-hmm. It just reminds me of the end when Milton's at the resort. He's asking for these... his drink, and he's like, "Thin my salt in the glass." He's like, "I'm going to have this place condemned." But that's the peanut vendor. That's the name of that tune. But for whatever reason, this song reminds me of it. But it's not it.
Because it sounds like a tropical.
I think
beach
so.
Somewhere.
Yeah. But we'll have a quick word from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
Mum has tubes running in and out of her body. I count them every day. Her hair's grown back, and I brush it for her, but I don't think she notices. She coughs all the time. She's so thin, I can see her bones. She's been lying in that bed for so long. And I know she's trying her best to stay alive for me, but...
If you smoke, death could be the least of your worries. Call Quitline on 137848 and stop before the suffering starts. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra. Spoken by J.P. and R. Menzies.
Station sponsors.
Looks okay out there.
No way. Hot, dry, the wind's picked up.
5 miles away.
It could be here in minutes.
We'll be right. We got plenty of time.
And what if the roads are blocked? Am I prepared to risk my family and just hope for the best? If we wait, it's too late.
Don't be in two minds. Plan to leave early. Visit the CFA website or call 1800 240 667. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Sponsoring Gippsland FM.
Connecting the community, 104.7 Gippsland FM.
Welcome back to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winter, with my good friend here,
Anne Pulbrook.
And today we're currently working our way through the soundtrack of Mermaids. Now, we only have a couple of tracks to go with regards to Mermaids, but these are both probably my favourite tunes of this album, these two coming up.
And that's... You know, that's a high praise. Great music right through this album.
I think it's actually all of it's really good. There's only actually one tune we didn't include in this whole album, on this episode today. It's another Cher song. But don't worry, we have one coming up though. So we included her at least once because she's the main character in it. So we couldn't leave her out completely. But anyway, If You Want to Be Happy by Jimmy Soul here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Mermaids.
Make a pretty one for your wife. So for my personal part of you, get an ugly girl to marry you.
A pretty woman makes your husband look small,
and very often causes his downfall. As soon as he marries her, then she starts to do the things that will break his heart. But if you make an ugly woman your wife, you'll be happy for the rest of your life. An ugly woman cooks meals on time. She'll always give you peace of mind. If you wanna be for the rest of your life, never make a pretty one for your wife. So from my personal point of view, get another girl to marry you. If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty one for your wife. So for my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you.
Say, man, baby, I saw your wife the other day. Yeah, she's ugly.
Yeah, she's ugly, but she's so good,
cook, baby. Yeah,
if you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty one for your wife. So for my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you.
If You Want to Be Happy by Jimmy Soul here on Gippsland FM, and that's from the soundtrack of Mermaids, not sure. And it's a film worth checking out if you haven't seen it already. If you just join us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winter, with my good friend here,
Anne Pulbrook.
and we're working our way through Mermaids. It's a great little soundtrack. It's a good film worth checking out.
Yeah.
I actually really enjoyed it. I was surprised.
Yeah, no, it's very good. Like, I knew I liked it originally, but there's so many great scenes in there which I'd forgotten.
Yeah. And also, like, the Bob Hoskins character.
Mm.
Awesome guy. What a really likable guy.
Yes.
Great character.
Yes.
And actually, it was Bob Hoskins. He passed away age 71 in England in April 2014.
Yeah, not that
age
long ago.
71. So he had a good career,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, a lot of good roles.
Yeah, and this was definitely one of them. Now, the other one was in Beyond the Sea, mm-hmm. a memorable role as well. Not quite the same sort of character, but still very dedicated, very likable guy, and well respected.
It's funny, isn't it? He's sort of like a family man, but he's not attached to the nuclear, but he's sort of more the glue than anything half the time in those roles.
Yeah, at least in those two. Yeah. But we'll go to the last one, and this is the classic song. I remember this hitting the charts back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
The Shoop Shoop song by Cher here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Mermaids.
It's a showstopper.
That's the Shoop Shoop song by Cher here on Gippsland FM, and that's from the soundtrack of Mermaids. I'm afraid that one wraps up the Mermaids soundtrack for today. But it's a good film, and it should be fairly easy to find, whether it be online or in your local video shop, if you have a video shop in your local area.
And if you happen to find the soundtrack, certainly worthwhile.
Yeah, it's really good. Like, I actually, obviously, I remember the Shoop Shoop song because mm-hmm. that was the song that really defined Mermaids in its day. But the rest of them, like Big Girls Don't Cry, mm-hmm. Sleepwalk, If You Want to Be Happy, like all that stuff, I'd actually forgotten about that stuff.
Yeah.
So it was really good. But we're going to move on to the next one.
Another great movie.
Yes. Very good one. Actually, I wasn't aware of this film until you brought it to my attention, Anne.
Yeah, I love it.
This one's a 2003 American movie titled Intolerable Cruelty. And Intolerable Cruelty is a 2003 romantic comedy film directed by Joel Coen and produced by Ethan Coen and Brian Grazer. The Coen brothers also wrote the last draft of the screenplay about divorce and lawyers in Los Angeles. And I can assure you, it's actually really quite funny.
Good music and, hilarious.
Yeah. So we'll jump straight into the first one. And this one is titled The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel. here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Intolerable Cruelty.
I'm just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared. Laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Bye-la-lai, la 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 la. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. Then I'm laying out my winter clothes and wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters are bleeding me. And a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. La 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 la. La 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 la
And that one's The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel here on Gippsland FM. And that's from the soundtrack of Intolerable Cruelty. And if you just joined us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winsor, with my good friend here.
And Paul Brook.
And we're working our way through the soundtrack of Intolerable Cruelty. It's a really good film starring George Clooney, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Jeffrey Rush, Cedric the Entertainer, Edward Herman, Paul Addleston, Richard Jenkins, and Billy Bob Thornton. And Billy Bob Thornton, his role's not big, but it's a critical part to the story.
Yeah.
And he does a really good job, too, as the Texas oil man, but he's not really. And I don't want to.
There's lots of subterfuge. Said that, but,
yeah.
But Jeffrey Rush hasn't got a very big role either, but it's hilarious. I love it.
Yes. Yeah, it's really, really good. We should probably jump straight into the next one. Mm-hmm. And this one's a French song, Non je ne regretterai by Edith Piaf. I apologise if I pronounce that incorrectly. From the soundtrack of Intolerable Cruelty here on Gippsland FM.
Mes chagrins, mes plaisirs, je n'ai plus besoin de balayer les amours avec leur trémolo, balayer pour toujours, je repars à zéro. Le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien, non, je ne regrette rien, car ma vie.
Non, je ne regrette rien by Edith Piaf here on Gippsland FM. That's from the soundtrack of Intolerable Cruelty. And if you just joined us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winsor, with my good friend here.
And Paul Brook.
And we're working our way through the soundtrack of Intolerable Cruelty. We've only got a couple more songs to go. And I tell you what, these last two, I really like these ones. Mm-hmm. This one's actually used during the opening credits of the movie. And I love this song called Suspicious Minds by my favourite, Elvis Presley, here on Gippsland FM.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't be the word I say? We can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can't build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if an old friend I know stops by to say hello, still see suspicion in your eyes. But here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears are real, I'm crying.
see what you do with me. When you don't believe a word I say, don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out.
Suspicious Minds by Elvis Presley here on Gippsland FM, and that's from the soundtrack of Intolerable Cruelty. And we've only got really one more song to go. And if you just joined us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winter, with my good friend here.
And Paul Brook.
And we're working our way through the soundtrack of Intolerable Cruelty. And just another point I wanted to raise with regards to the film. It's about a revenge-seeking gold digger who marries a womanizing Beverly Hills lawyer with the intention of making a killing in the divorce. But
this makes me laugh, you just reading
it's
that
great.
One.
It's great. Yeah. It's so suitable for that part of the country.
And the actors are brilliant. Like George Clooney, yeah. they're just scammers, and they're a good match for each other, Clooney and Zeta-Jones.
Yes, yeah. All right, this one's titled If I Only Knew by Tom Jones here on Gippsland FM from the Intolerable Cruelty soundtrack. Ow!
Yeah!
Make you happy.
Pleasure.
And that one is If I Only Knew by Tom Jones here on Gippsland FM. And that's from the soundtrack of Intolerable Cruelty. And I'm afraid we're going to have to wrap things up for today. I really enjoyed that film. And I thank you, Anne, for bringing that film to my attention.
No,
because I was actually not aware of it at all.
Yeah, I've got another good one for you.
Yeah.
Heartbreakers.
Yes, Heartbreakers is good. We did actually watch that just recently. And it was really good, actually.
Yeah, we need to find the soundtrack for that one. Gene Hackman, Sigourney Weaver, Jennifer
yes.
Love Hewitt, Ray Liotta. Brilliant.
Yeah, and that was really good. All right, let's say thank you to Kevin Beaches from Cinematic Randomness. He's got his own Facebook page and blog page, mm-hmm. and he reviews a lot of movies. He promotes this show actually quite a lot heavily for us online, and we thank him very much for that, his efforts. And also, we have our own website, cinemovies.com.au. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and also we're on iTunes as well. Just type in The Sound of Movies on iTunes, and you can find us and subscribe to us and just pick up the podcast from where you last left off if you didn't hear the whole show. Or
for free.
Yes, it is free. And we're handing over to Ralph next for Blues on the Boil. So I hope you enjoyed this show. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Have a good weekend.
We're going to leave you with this last tune, Feel So Good by Chuck Manganine, here on Gippsland FM, from the soundtrack of Intolerable Cruelty. See you later.
Bye-bye.